today. I know it's raining, you know, with a little bit of push getting here, travel, but we here. We here. Hence the song. Today's message is going to be short, but yet impactful. I was thinking, you know, I always give like illustrations. I'm always thinking of things that can bring the point across. I was thinking as a child, as we all were, we had, you know, I was thinking about farming. And I didn't have any illustrations by looking at TV. You know, we had shows like Green Acres, and all we seen is a man with a pitchfork with his wife. But yet, I saw no evidence of crops. And then, don't forget about Mr. Green Jeans from Captain Kangaroo. Hell, this man has been talking to a potted plant for decades. The title is Farmers of the Kingdom. A duty of a farmer is not only to seed, he has to do everything on a timely manner. He has to seed. It's a time to seed and a time to dust. And you know, you got the tomato sticks that strengthens up the tomato vine. You got lime, you got everything is done on a time limit. And if anything is off, it throws the whole harvest off. Keep in mind, a farmer. You're not going to see a farmer being interviewed saying, I'm Mr. Wegman or I'm Mr. Kroger's. See, a farmer, a full productional farmer, does not only farm and create a harvest for a certain supermarket. That's a little footnote. Keep that under your belt. Farmers of the kingdom. For example, what if you were saved from a burning building? Someone dragged you out. And in the midst of dragging you out, saving your life, you have immunity. That means you could, now once you go out, you caught your breath, you could go in and save as many people as you wanted and not get burnt because you have immunity. And you choose not to. Not from a Christian standpoint, that's the most inhumane thing a person could do is watch another person die and they could do something to stop it. I remember, I always go back to TV, I can remember Time Life had this commercial in the 80s, and it was a commercial where it's not like today, like we can make our own playlist from streaming apps or whatever. So we trusted Time Life, you know, and then we had to call the number, order, shipping, 1995, And I can remember this old R&B record that we're selling of various different artists. And it was the two fellas on the couch. I never forget it. One guy was saying, "Man, that sure is a bad record. That is nice, wonderful. Can I make a copy?" And he said, he had the nerve to say, "No, no, my brother, you got to get your own." We as Christians can be so selfish with that time, at times including me. I'd like to turn to Ezekiel 3 and 18. Da, da, da. "When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand." A lot of, we always talked about working in that true gift, working with my work, with my job. You know, we got evangelism, we got preaching, we got teaching, we got intercession. But I want you to know that winning souls for God, for the kingdom, is not a gift, it's not a job, it is a requirement. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5, 10, and 11. "For we must all appear before judgment, the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be bad or good. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and trust also are made manifest in your consciousness." I cannot express, the word of God, the word of God to me is like a box of chocolates in those little hearts. They're not labeled, but every time you dig in, hallelujah, God said dig deep, you always get something you did not receive before. Let's go to John 15 and 8. "Herein is my Father glorified, that he bear much fruit." He bear much fruit. "So shall ye be my disciples." Bearing fruit, meaning produce, being able to produce. A lot of times in the natural, if we have a garden or if we have plants, and we see ailment, and we see that that plant is no longer blooming when it's supposed to be, or no longer, some of us have a garden and it's a plant that just don't want to do right. What are you going to do with that plant? Let's go to Matthew 4:19. Jesus told his disciples, come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. This has a direct implication that if we are following, we'll be fishing. Soul winning. Jesus said in his last words, we're in Matthew 28:19. I'm going fast because I'm trying to paint a picture. And it may not be clear yet, but I guarantee you before I leave, it will be. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to be mindful of all of his men are dead. So if we are in his inheritance, if we consider ourselves a child of God, we be fishing also.
Amen. Amen.
Due to certain, okay, let me put it this way. An NBA star basketball player have these statistical stats, call it a bio, and he gets points for shooting percentage and shooting three throws, two pointers, rebounds, and assist. Let me see, who can I pick on? Who can I pick on today? I want to pick on Angelica. Okay, it's fine. If it's fine with you, it's fine with me. Angelica has appeared to me as being someone that's really in tune with God.
Amen.
And suppose Angelica is doing her AM rounds, and God placed on her heart to speak to a certain individual. Let's call her Mrs. Brown. Her last stop on her rounds, she was led to give words of encouragement to her. Keep in mind, just because you plant a seed doesn't mean it's going to take off. It causes other things to take place. And keep in mind, when we're working for God, for the overall goal, we are being put into position. We're not always going. So she talks to her, but God be like, okay, I know in two more weeks, she's going to rehab. And I get a brother named Dwayne in rehab, and I'm going to lead him to talk to her also.
All right, now.
keep in mind when I was talking about the NBA, the basketball player assists. Yes. If he assists another player to make the goal, isn't he not effective for the whole team? He was just doing what he was led to do. So Angelica did her part.
That's right.
That's all she was led to do. She was in the right place at the right time. I tell you, give you a better one. The Chesterfield police. They've been, okay, maybe like 50 cops there on the day shift. And if there was an emergency off of Iron Bridge, she would not dispatch someone in Warwick, in the Warwick facility. So if she called this guy way over here to go way over there, when she had the guy right in the facility, with how effective would that be? Hey. That's how God, everything is pre-orchestrated. When we allow to be used, he uses us at the right time, the right place, right, and the right person. It's allowing ourselves to be a vessel. And like I said, this is a requirement. This is a job. Let's be effective in it. We be fishing. That's if we call ourselves being followers, we be fishing. We be throwing out those seeds. We be liming up stuff to sweeten that soil. I know it's like 9 times out of 10 when I'm up here, I'm always talking about our responsibilities in that job. I'm sorry. Yeah. We gonna come on. Yeah, and like I said, a lot of this stuff is for me too, because I've been so selfish of my time in the past, and I had to be called up on it.
Amen.
And she normally calls me up on it. But anyway, it's just a work that must be performed.
Amen.
And like I said, like a dispatcher, God works the same way. He has someone doing a assist, and he has someone that's going to be in the right time, in the right location to make that point. Thus, both willing participants and vessels of the kingdom done their job. It's almost like seeing someone die of a disease and you having the cure, but you just want to share it. I told you this was going to be short, but effective. We, as including me, need to be more aware And you notice that I talked about the farmers serving all grocery stores. When we witness to people, it's not about leading them here. She is not for everybody. She's for us, but she's not for everyone. So when we do our part, God will finish the rest, because he has people waiting to be tagged in to win a soul for him. It's just, we don't have to worry about being at the right place at the right time. All we have to do is have every sign open. We're here. It's kind of like the Krispy Kreme donut sign. When you see that sign, oh man, everybody rush it. The donut's hot. We have to always be hot. Oh, I'm sorry, and I just realized I haven't ate. but seriously, I wanted this to be light but impactful, you know? And it's so many different layers to getting in the Word. It's so many different things. That's the way we always have to show ourselves approved. Yeah. But keep in mind, God, once you show yourself, once you're acting, God, you know, God trusts you with a soul. He trusts you so much with a soul that that itself would give me an obligation. Hey, I'm going to give the man what he wants. That's why it's important to always be wise and be mindful of that time. And just sometimes when you have time, you got to dig deep. You got to dig in to see, because I guarantee you, like that box of chocolates, there's always something in there that you need to know at that given time. Except for the chocolate and orange, I don't particularly care for that. But amen, amen. But it just like I always say, once we accept him, at time clock, we are punched in. And we all want to be used. It's light, but it's serious. Because when it was talking about having blood on your hand, when you saw something and you could have prevented it. You knowingly could prevent it and you just let it happen. Dear Father God, I would only pray that every word that came forth from you, not from me, from you, would just sink in. Let someone be in the midnight hour finally wake up and say, I got it. How can I be effective? How can I be part of a bigger purpose? And how can I share what I've learned? How can I make this? Amen. Be